Time now for a classical edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us today is Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL, Illinois Public Media, in my hometown of Urbana, Illinois. Vic, welcome.
Jeremy, it's great to be with you and the Here and Now listeners. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you for joining us, and let's get right to some of the music that you wanted us to hear. This is Sonata in D Minor. It's by the composer Domenico Scarlatti, and it is performed here by Sergio and Odair Assad. Those are brothers from Brazil. Let's listen. I almost feel like I'm in Spain listening to something that could become flamenco, but tell us what you like about this piece.
The music was written for the harpsichord by Scarlatti. The Assad brothers did this recording more than 20 years ago. It's fresh every time I play it for listeners. Sergio said back then that you could play this on the harpsichord, which many do. You could play it on the piano, which has a fuller sound, but then you don't get the sound of the plucked strings of a harpsichord. And a harpsichord does have plucked strings, so the way to do it is to arrange it for two guitars to get a fuller range and the plucked sound, and these guys are great.
How often does that happen, by the way, that artists decide, you know what, I'm going to play this on a totally different instrument to get a totally different sound?
It happens all the time to accommodate the various performers, but then it takes an arrangement to make it work, and it obviously takes performers who can play that arrangement and really convey all the excitement of the piece, as the Assad brothers do.
Okay, let's get to a composer that everybody knows, Antonio Vivaldi. This is the Concerto in D Minor for two recorders, two oboes, two violins, bassoon, strings. It's performed by the Swiss ensemble I Barocchisti. It is signature Vivaldi, that is.
A lot of folks know Vivaldi from the Four Seasons, but Vivaldi wrote hundreds of concertos, and he wrote a number of concertos with pairs of instruments. They're sometimes called the Noah's Ark concertos because he wrote them for pairs. And this recording reminds us that Vivaldi was writing for the girls at the Ospedale della Pietà. He was a teacher there. He wrote music for the orchestra, and he was always trying to include as many girls as possible as soloists. So this is why you have pairs of instruments as solo players. And it's typical Vivaldi making the best use of the instruments and in the music of his time.
I am glad that you said what you just said, because it reminds me that classical music DJs have to be able to pronounce so many different names of artists that are just from all over the world. How do you do that, by the way?
Well, I've had training in several languages, and from that I've branched out to others over the years. It's an acquired sort of a thing, and you look into it. I've done everything from go online to asking performers and players, and I've even called embassies, the cultural attachés at times.
Well, good. Then you can help me pronounce this next one. Now, I know how to say the Austrian composer Franz Schubert, but here is three piano pieces which he wrote in 1828, and the performer is
Maria João Pires.
That is really nice. Tell us about this piece, Vic.
Franz Schubert is remembered as a songwriter. He wrote something like 600 plus songs. But he brings the songwriting ability and sensitivity And he also brings the sense of drama that goes into lots of his songs into works for the piano late in his life. And these pieces written late in his life, the last year actually of his life, and they have no name. They're simply known as three piano pieces, sort of in a brown wrapper, but open them up, and they're an incredible journey. In fact, Maria Joan Pires includes them in a recording with impromptus by Schubert. She calls it the Magnificent Voyage or the Magnificent Journey, and she has such a feel for this music. This recording goes back a number of years, but she could put her name on those pieces that don't have a name by Schubert.
We're speaking with Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL Illinois Public Media. You're listening to Here and Now. Well, let's move now to the Italian composer Gioachino Rossini. This piece is the Il Signor Bruschino Overture, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra with conductor Ion Marin. Let's listen. Vic, what should we know about this piece?
Well, what a lot of folks tell me over the years is that they've come to know some classical music from cartoons, and Rossini's Barber of Seville Overture is a prime candidate there. This little overture is like a cartoon in itself. Mm. If you heard at the very outset there were the second violinists wrapping their bows, the back of their bows, against the music stands.
They're wrapping their bows against the music stands?
Yes, Rossini specified that, and I guess it created quite a stir at the first performance among the musicians, but nevertheless, it's a fun effect. It was a farce, the one-act opera by Rossini, and it's come to be one of the fun overtures. You'll generally find it in a package of Rossini overtures.
Well, hopefully not too many hairs broke off of the bows when they were doing that, but let's get on to one more here, Vic. This is from Johannes Brahms. This is the Hungarian Dance No. 5 in G minor, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra with conductor Nimi Järvi. Now, Vic, people know this as Brahms, but you say there's another name they should know, too.
They should know two other names, but because Brahms actually borrowed the tune from a contemporary of his by the name of Béla Kähler. He wasn't aware of that. He played the piano with a violinist at the time, Ede Remenyi, and Remenyi had all these wonderful tunes. Brahms thought they were folk tunes. They weren't, and he didn't find that out till later. There's all kinds of discussion about that over the years. And not only that, Brahms took those tunes, sort of worked them into Hungarian dances for piano duet. And then they were orchestrated. Brahms only orchestrated three of the 21. Albert Parlow, he was a conductor-composer. With Brahms's encouragement, he orchestrated the famous fifth, not Brahms. So there are actually three people involved in the famous Brahms Hungarian Dance No. 5.
So interesting. So much story behind all of these pieces. And thank you so much, Vic DiGeronimo, who hosts Classic Mornings on WILL Illinois Public Media in Urbana. It's great to have you.
It was my pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.
And we'll be adding some classical music to our Here and Now DJ Session Spotify playlist now. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify.
And now Jeremy and I will perform Cum Sancto Spiritu from Vivaldi's Gloria. Oh, what? No time?
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.